On Air Music presents Long Player.
Hey there, my name is Emily Ojosa, and we're talking today about my new album, which is called Another Wave Is Coming, and it was out yesterday.
Waiting out a bad connection, I can't see.
Start talking about Another Wave Is Coming.
Yeah.
And it's very exciting, like, album, because it's like now you're back in New Zealand and it's kind of coincided with you being back home.
I know, it's funny because I felt like, the title is a bit skirt nowadays because, is Another Wave coming? I don't know. Like, especially this week. But yeah, I don't have psychic powers, and I didn't know that when it came out. When I named it, it's actually after one of the song lyrics, and it was more about like another phase of your life coming, and that's how I felt, like, because I was moving away. And I also thought it would look cool on a t-shirt to say Another Wave Is Coming, but now I can't make that t-shirt because otherwise it looks like, you know, the end is nigh.
Oh my God, I never quite picked up on that. I thought it was I was picturing like a tsunami, like its literal meaning.
Nah,
but now I get it, yeah, the COVID wave.
The COVID wave. yeah, but then now it's funny because it's like gone full cycle and now I'm back in New Zealand and can't make the Another Wave Is Coming t-shirt.
Track that we're talking about today is Hollywood Dream Trip. What's the background behind that track?
Well, when I moved to LA, I really put off, I had savings and I kind of put off getting a job for as long as I could. And I got one at this market downtown called Grand Central Market, because I can't drive, legally. And so I had to get the bus for an hour downtown and work at this place selling sausages in this really hot market that didn't have air conditioning, and then an hour back home. And the owner was this awful, awful man. And because it was not, the thing about America is they pay you low and they make you work for tips to make you, just to make you want to work. So it's really not on the employer to treat you nicely at all. And so, but because you get tips if you are sitting at a table and somebody comes over and goes, hi, can I take your order? But if you are working at a stall, no one's going to tip you. So I ended up having to work, I think one day was like 12 hours a day, and then the other four were, yeah, like 8 hour days. And I was just exhausted, and the bus, like, I'd miss the bus all the time because, like, LA public transport is just like legendarily terrible. So I would just sit on the bus, and so the song, I called it Hollywood Dream Trip. Actually, it's a cheap move, but I don't consider it. I named it after a song called Hollywood Dream Trip, which I used to listen to on the bus by Syrinx. Sigrid, actually, from BFM, showed me it. Yeah, I think it's like about 9 minutes or 15 minutes or something. So I just listened to that song and I just was like, lol, at what people think LA is like. But actually, you know, like, only people in extreme poverty getting the bus. Not that I was, but, you know, it was, you know, LA's full of a lot of people who don't have houses and have mental health problems. So I was like, yeah, lol, at Hollywood Dream Trip, because this is not one of those.
A new face, a new walk, a new taste for wet cardboard. I set 'em free, but the bastard stayed. Run to
thank you. The next song that we're going to listen to is called NCEA. This song's very old. I wrote it and did a demo of it in 2012. And actually the demo, I think, is still playlisted on BFM. Please don't play it. I'm doing some sort of strange hybrid American-New Zealand accent. I wasn't really too sure of where I was at that point. But then I rejigged it to make it sound a bit more rockin', or I mean it's me attempting to be a bit more post-punk, I guess, but I just can't stop the rock. And it's funny because I don't think I would write a song like this nowadays, but 8 years ago it hadn't been that long since I was out of high school, so I was still looking at Facebook at the people I went to high school with and comparing my lives, because they had, you know, I don't do it anymore, but they had real jobs. And I'm still trying to be an artist. So I guess that's the point of that song, is being like, oh, you know, I think it actually shows how outdated the song is, because I said, and they've got plans and cell phone plans, but nobody calls them cell phones anymore, do they? The next song is called She Agreed. There's probably not a lot to say about the song, except for, it was very easy to write because there's like, it's a true story. The other person might dispute some of the stuff in it, but it's a true story and no metaphor. It's like zero metaphor. I often, think that metaphors, sometimes they can be really beautiful with lyrics, but then sometimes it's just like, who do you think you are? Like, that's the worst crap. So it's just easier sometimes to just say what you mean, and then it's like more brutal and just cuts more. And I mean, yeah. I suppose when you do metaphor, like people can put their own meaning on it or something. And that is really beautiful as well. But with my music, at least for this album, and you know, everything's quite up front, and
you don't beat around the bush.
No, I don't.
I met her in the tuck shop line when I was running out of time to find out I was me and keep my fingers clean. In hallways we swore ourselves forever only to ourselves and wagged among the trees. So I got not achieved. And then her parents, they had had enough. Split us up, and she agreed. Her submission I did detest. I rid of house scum manifests and thought of books and trees. You gotta know what you don't need. And then as the sun came up, I took her notes and tried to flush her too, but I couldn't flush what lived inside of me. So I decided I'd just let it be, and she agreed.
So the next song is called Springtime Stranger in a Strange Place. This is just another classic one of me like walking around LA and being like, damn, like what am I doing here? Like, why did I move to this city? It's probably my favorite song on the album, actually, because it was one of the last ones I did. I feel like when people put out albums, like the later songs that they've written are more like they're the ones they're more proud of. I was actually listening the other day to The Tall Dwarfs, and I realized that like the I guess you'd call it the intro and the outro vocal melody. It's very similar to Crush, and I'm almost gonna have to like get in touch with APRA and be like, give him like 10%. What's 10% of nothing? but yeah, I don't know. I just am saying it now because I don't want somebody else to notice and think that I did it on purpose. Because, I mean, I love that song. Of course, I've listened to it like thousands of times. So it's probably just was there. I remember when I wrote it, it was like sort of the week that Trump was really like going crazy with his tweets about North Korea and saying, you know, we're locked and loaded, we're ready for war. In LA, when like there's constantly like helicopters overhead all the time, and like I just would lie in bed and the helicopter would be over the bed, and I wouldn't immediately assume that it was because like somebody stole a car or whatever. I'd just be like, oh my god, it's the bomb. This last song we're going to listen to is called A New Career. I tried this song so many different ways. Like, I remember I actually got one once, like I got Eddie Lontalius to do a version, which was really sweet, like, but it just sounded like him. But yeah, I guess lyrically it is about, yeah, just like living with somebody who has depression. I mean, at the time I thought that I was writing it about my partner, because my partner was going through a period of depression. I mean, yeah, like moving overseas is never easy, but moving to America is another one. I mean, it's quite a lot. It was a very lonely time. And I listen to it and I go, oh, this is about me, like constantly telling my partner I'm going to quit music. Like every day I'm like, I'm going to quit music. But I never will. You know what I mean? It's just such an empty threat, but you just, I don't know. Being an artist is awesome, and it's like I just couldn't stop because like that's how you live. I described it as like that feeling when you go to like the barbecue and your family or your cousins or whatever are just like, you're still doing that music thing, and you're just like, yeah, I am, and no, I'm not in a mansion yet.
Amalgamate into our vilest thing. Crying out about everything. All the times we saved our breath now, spoken in the blackest, handsome nights. I think we're dead. I wanna throw away all of my clothes and all the things about me that you chose. Filing all the years away, a stranger growing every day, and all the while we wait for a new career for you. It is all that we can do. Sit and hope a garden blooms around you. Do you? Around you.
NZ On Air Music.